Welcome once again to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. Today, as always, we're privileged to have with us the executive director, the founder, the man behind the Sales Lead Management Association, Jim Obermeyer. Hey, Jim.
Thank you, Paul Roberts. Paul Roberts is our producer for all things on the Funnel Radio channel. The subject for today's program is how people are using databases, how companies are using databases. We're going to talk about the new applications that exist for database users. We have Anna Fisher on today. She's the Senior Director of Marketing for Zoom Info. As I looked at Anna's profile, because she was nominated as one of the 40 most inspirational leaders in sales lead management, I looked at her profile, looked at the company, looked at the profile of the company and all their PR releases, and I realized this company seems to be on fire. And I looked at her profile, and then I could see why it's on fire, some of the things that she's done. She's the Senior Director of Marketing, Head of Lead Generation at Zoom Info. Anna Fisher is directly responsible for lead nurturing strategies and lead generation brand awareness. Now, that's easy to say she's responsible for it, but in 2016, 86% of the closed won business came from marketing-generated leads. Now we start talking about something significant. She spearheaded Zoom Info's internal alignment initiative between sales and marketing. Under her guidance, the company has changed their lead routing process and established an agreed-upon framework for sales and marketing. This has helped easily monitor the sales process, follow up, and significantly improve company visibility. This all led to an increase in the number of demos and free trials set up. She's also a key player in revamping the lead scoring system. That tells me, as I looked at that profile, that's why the company's on fire. That's why the company is taking off. She may be, she's very modest, but that's the reality. That's what I experienced. Anna, welcome. Anna, please tell us a little bit about Zoom Info before we get started.
Thank you for having me, Jim. Yeah, so we've definitely been growing, really excited. We have some great customers, and they help us make sure that we're on top of our game when it comes to going to market with new products and solutions, the things that they need. At its core, Zoom Info is a database provider, but again, what we try to do is empower our customers to use data in ways that help their individual workflows on a day-to-day basis and become more and more successful themselves.
Well, I looked at some of your press releases, how to curate a better CRM experience, gallery of B2B data. Zoom Info announces a Salesforce suite. Zoom expands its tech stack with Salesforce suite. Promises to accelerate sales with data as a service suite. Data and ops at the core of marketing. You guys have really been pushing it out there now. Anna, this program is going to be, Anna, I'd like to just announce that during this program today, you have taken the top slot in our 40 most inspirational leaders in sales lead management. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really exciting. Definitely very proud to be part of your organization.
And it'll be announced tomorrow, Friday, 15th. Now, our subject today was how are people using databases? Now, it's not the database purchasing I was doing years ago. I was buying it for huge flights of direct mail, email, some phone numbers, et cetera, et cetera. Database uses have certainly changed for end users. Can you get into some good examples for us of how purchasing and use of these databases has changed so dramatically in the last 5 or 6 years?
Absolutely. I completely agree with you. It's not just purchasing lists for direct mail campaigns. Marketing and sales professionals are a lot more strategic nowadays. They understand it's more about an ongoing database management solution and a maintenance solution. They understand that they need to make sense of unstructured incoming data and that data decays very quickly. It's gone to the point where marketers know that they need scalable, accurate information within their workflows. With the rise of ABM, they understand that they need targeted, very specific accounts that their sales counterparts are going after. And not just that, they need to get more granular within those accounts. And they use technographic information, understanding what certain companies are buying or what their potential processes are. They look for very targeted, specific individuals within those companies, and they go across the gamut. It's not just one person buying solutions anymore. So again, when marketers go to a company like Zoom Info or any of our partners, They understand that it's not just about buying a list and let's send a direct mail campaign, although, you know, some people still do that. They see it more of a bigger strategic partnership. We help them identify successes and things that have worked in the past. And how can they scale that quickly and efficiently? They also work with platforms like ourselves to give sales a full picture. So they understand that within their marketing campaigns, as people respond to their campaigns, they can't ask them for all of the information up front. Nobody would answer a 20-page survey, which sometimes sales need to have an accurate understanding of who those professionals are that are coming in. And so a lot of times they'll partner with us to really give them that full picture. A lot of what we talked about within our Salesforce suite that we released is how do we automate that process? So when a salesperson has the lead on the other end, they have the full picture. And marketers no longer have to really physically implement that information or use their marketing automation platform to, you know, send 20 emails to get location information. So we really append that information in live, right? As a lead comes in, it goes to the salesperson. They now have a direct dial phone number. They have the email address or any information that they might need. A lot of times, geographic information, right? So if a sales team routes leads based on geography, right? It's up to the marketer to make sure that they understand which leads belong to which team. And so, again, as those leads come into the Salesforce, their CRM, we want to make sure that we give them the full picture. And it's not just an on-the-fly type of experience, right? They need to make sure it's maintained at all times. So we know that sales professionals don't always reach the person right away. They might want to go back to them. So they need to know that the data that they're accessing is accurate and, very importantly, actionable. And, again, sales professionals who might not love the CRM system, which is oftentimes their database, they need to make sure that because their managers have asked them and have forced them to use the database, that it works in their benefit as more of a sales prospecting or something that helps them automate their processes and not spend as much time researching, but finding out, oh, hey, this number is no longer good. Let me go through another system, figure out what the number might be. It's right in their workflow. And lastly, what we found is really important, in fact, that workflow issue is that we want to make sure that we're providing our database where the salesperson needs it, where the marketer needs it. So if they're on LinkedIn and they're prospecting on LinkedIn directly, instead of asking them to go back to ZoomInfo and figuring out, okay, they found the right person, now they have to go back to ZoomInfo, find the phone number, we're going to offer them that information right on the website they're on, so whether that's LinkedIn or the company's website, and we're going to give them access to the people that they want to reach. They can be prospecting right within the tool, understand who they want to reach, have access to the phone numbers, and more importantly, not push that information to their CRM, so they now don't have to go back in and, you know, enter all the information manually, understand if it's their own account or not. So what we try to do with databases in general is make sure that they're more actionable, easier to use. We want to give back people time, as much time as possible, whether it is to market scalably or to sell. And really, we don't want people to just go in and, you know, purchase one list and be gone forever. It's really more of a partnership. So we want to make sure that we partner with time.
Now, your website says you've got 223 million business people accounting, 13 million company profiles and counting, and 47 million direct dials and counting. Did you say correctly, if I'm on LinkedIn, that your database information is available as I'm looking at profiles on LinkedIn?
Correct. So we do have a plugin that people can install if they're ZoomInfo customers, and they can access the information they need about people wherever they're prospecting, whether that's in Salesforce or their CRM system, or if that's on LinkedIn. We want to live where our customers live. We don't want them to have to take 20 steps to do their job and try to simplify that as easily as possible.
We can't get into this without understanding the product better. How do you keep up the accuracy of 223 million business people? How do you make sure those profiles are accurate, the phone numbers are accurate, with average lists probably dying at a rate of 10% a year? It means 22 million names are going out of vogue or inaccurate every year. How do you keep up on that?
And the percentages are actually staggeringly higher. So we notice, especially with our customers, is that people change jobs every day. People get promoted. Their phone numbers change. And so one of the most important things that we've found and the reason that we're able to maintain our database is nothing is manually updated. So we don't have a team of people across the border who's calling into companies, verifying that people are still there, verifying phone numbers. We don't do that. We rely on technology. We have a number of ways we are able to have an accurate database. We do still scour the web, FCC filings, press releases, and company websites, but the core of why we are able to get phone numbers, because as you know, that information is not always on somebody's website, is we have a community of contributors. And what they do is they download a plugin into their Outlook, their Gmail, their email server. And what we do is we read signature blocks. So as an email goes in and comes out, typically if you're emailing with somebody, they're at their current job. Their signature block, they probably haven't lied about their phone number or their location. And so we're able to timestamp. Every time you send an email or receive emails functionally, you can see that that person's still within their position that minute, that day, that their phone number is accurate. And we really use that information to be able to verify that the information in our database is correct. Again, the timestamp is extremely important because say we haven't seen you in a year or 2 years, and now we've seen you somewhere else, but we now understand that you're no longer at your position, and we need to mark you as correct.
So you don't have 500 people sitting in a dark little room in the middle of Nebraska calling 223 million businesses to figure out what's going on.
Do not, no.
It's a big step ahead. Now, what are you doing with the sudden blossoming of machine learning and AI, which everybody says, oh, how new that is. Isn't that wonderful? Yet AI has been around since the mid-1950s, and it's finally coming to fruition. And there's all kinds of companies that are saying they're AI-based, and their application is all driven by computers and machine learning, and I think you've got a different opinion about this. And I'd like to have a separate show on this later on, but how do you feel about this kind of application, and how do you use AI in your own application?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think this is a really good point. I know AI is sort of the hot new topic right now. Zoom Info, for instance, has had a form of AI within their own system. We have a number of patents in natural language software, natural language learning. So obviously, as we mentioned, the signature block, that's a piece of it, right? So we had to teach a machine to learn and understand how people put their signature blocks, so you would know that I'm Anna is my first name, Fisher is my last name, not the other way around. Phone numbers, understanding things like that. But I think at the core of using other AI applications, one of the things that I think is extremely important to note is that AI really relies on your existing data and your system, right? So the idea is that the machines are learning based on your needs. And so it's really important that people understand that if they have a bad database, or there's a lot of holes, or things are missing, they're not going to be able to get as much out of their AI application. They're not going to be able to get as much value. And I think, again, at the core, you need to make sure that the data in is good. Otherwise, the content out won't be. And a lot of these applications or AI applications really rely on customers themselves to have that core database, that core information to be accurate and complete, especially when they're running campaigns or they're trying to utilize new solutions and tools. I think it's extremely important that they're not putting themselves in a position where they need to hire additional people just to use the software because, again, at its core, their actual data isn't accurate.
Okay. So you promised prior to getting on the program today, you promised that you'd come back and talk to us about this in a lot more depth in a few weeks so we can really dig into real AI applications versus those that are claiming to be. And now I see that Zoom Info has 6 patents, and I assume, as you mentioned this, that a lot of them have to do with natural language learning, et cetera. So let's come back and talk about that. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, can we hit you up for a little information on maybe a few case studies of how people are now using your database versus even a couple of years ago?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Anna Fisher, Senior Director of Marketing at Zoom Inc. We've been tackling the problem how people are using databases today, those new applications. Paul, over to you.
Whether you're producing a seminar series, users conference, lunch and learn, or exhibiting at a trade show, Validar has a solution. From capturing leads at trade shows to managing on-site registration, tracking session attendance, gathering information, and providing sponsors lead retrieval, we have a full suite of solutions for you. Since 2005, Validar has been turning corporate events and trade shows into better business. Call 888-784-2929 or visit us at validar.com.
And as we're talking about today, Zoom Info combines the most actionable B2B databases with integrated tools to help companies like yours optimize sales and marketing effectiveness. This June, Zoom Info's Growth Acceleration Summit a leading conference in Boston, gives attendees the opportunity to accelerate growth together. Find out what other people are doing. Check out the Zoom Info Growth Accelerator Summit in Boston coming up this summer, 2018. You can use code SLMA100 for $100 off early bird rates. Learn more at events.zoominfo.com. And as we've reminded you before, if your organization's success is driven by B2B sales, then the book Predictable Prospecting by best-selling author Mary Lou Tyler is the one you want to pick up today, because it shows you how to rapidly add qualified opportunities to your sales pipeline, ensuring consistent and, you ready for it, predictable, that's the word, predictable revenue growth. You can get started right away. It's not a pipe dream. It's not a fairy tale. You can turn your business today into a sales marketing machine by simply downloading your free sample chapter at MaryLouTyler.com. Just like it sounds, MaryLouTyler. MaryLouTyler.com. Predictable prospecting. Pick up a copy today. All right. Having given you all that bit of wisdom and information, let's pass you back to Jim for some more insights about how people are using databases, and specifically Zoom Info.
Thank you, Paul. It's nice to hear from our sponsors today. We've been speaking with Anna Fisher. She's the Senior Director of Marketing at Zoom Info. We've been talking about the use of databases today and how these databases are all relying on the accuracy, how Zoom Info doesn't rely on 500 people sitting in a basement someplace in Nebraska to update 20 to 30 million, 40 million of their people in their databases, that they actually use technology to do this, which is faster, more efficient, more timely. My question to you, Anna, is what are some of the new applications some of your people are using your database for?
Absolutely. So some of the applications that people utilize a database for are sales automation programs, marketing automation programs, CRMs, really anything. So I'll give an example. For a sales professional, as they're using Zoom Info to prospect, or they might be using LinkedIn to prospect or another platform, and they utilize the information, what they try to do from there is, we've partnered with companies like Outreach and SalesLoft, and what they do is they'll input that information into a sales automation platform, and it gives them the ability to auto-dial. So again, it simplifies their processes. Again, this would be impossible if they didn't have the phone number to actually reach out to these people or the email address. So we really partner with these solutions to power them and to power the sales professionals to be able to prospect more efficiently, spend a lot less time researching, spend a lot of less time on actual processes like picking up the phone, is that we found that it helps our customers with their connect rates, which means actually getting somebody live on the phone. We've had companies claim 67% more connects using Zoom Info than, you know, trying to do things on their own, 5 times more likely to actually reach the key decision maker. So things like that are really important, and we're very proud to help our customers simplify their workflows and get more revenue out of their solutions. Oh, go ahead, I'm sorry.
But using this database, my ears perk up every time I hear somebody start saying that you can get 67% more connects. When the salespeople are trying to dial 25 to 50, 75 times a day, to me, that immediately means an increase in revenue for the company. So I can understand why you're so popular. Now, you were just going to talk a little bit about marketing, and what does marketing see by the use of this database?
Yeah, and again, so for marketers, I think it's really important, and as people shy away from just purchasing lists, we want to power their inbound and their outbound strategy. So when I say inbound, I mean, again, as leads come in, we want to make sure that we give sales the full story. But at the same time, we want to give marketing the full story to understand how many people they're getting at certain accounts, what levels are they going after. We found this in our own system, so we drink our own champagne, for lack of a better term. We've implemented our lead scoring and our lead routing using our own information. So what we do when a lead comes in is we score it, understand who these people are using our own data, understand the company size, and it helps us route the information. When it gets to the salesperson, it's the right salesperson. And again, they have a full picture of who they're actually trying to reach. And it's really helped with our SLA with the sales team, is that we give them all the information they need, and then they will follow up. Otherwise, it's on me and my team And I can't have expectations for the sales team to go in and try to do research to contact people. And then again, through marketing automation, the ongoing cleansing of their information. So we found a lot of people, and marketing automation companies don't love when I say this, but have been able to save money on their marketing automation because they're not sending emails to bad email addresses. And so they can cut down their database within those solutions, which is really great. Or if they're not cutting it down, at least make sure that the people they're sending to still are in the organizations that exist. So a lot of database maintenance. And again, even for us internally, the email marketer on our team takes this very seriously, make sure that all the lists that she's emailing to, for even people who come inbound, right? So people who have come to us asking us for something are still at the organizations as we continue to nurture them through the funnel. And that's exceptionally important in our own workflow, making sure that, you know, we help our customers understand how quickly data can decay, and helping them, whether it's in their marketing automation platform or in their CRM, it really varies based on the size of the organization, how much they invest in other solutions. And we want to help them where they need it, not as much pulling Excel spreadsheets, cleaning it up and importing and exporting it. We want to really help them where they need it, so within their marketing automation CRM.
Cutting out so much of that busy work, getting ready to do business. Where were you before you came to ZoomInfo? Where did you get this knowledge that allowed you to come into ZoomInfo? Have you always been in the database business?
I haven't, actually. And you know, one of the main things that I just definitely believe in our products and solution. I've been at ZoomInfo a little bit over almost 6 years or 5.5 years now. And as we've grown as a organization, I've had an opportunity to talk to so many industry leaders in our space and understand their problems and their concerns, making sure that the products we build are in line and trying to assist people, but also learning so much on our own so that we don't, you know, duplicate mistakes as an organization that other companies have had. And definitely networking in our space has made a huge difference. I think there's so many great people in our space on the sales side, on the marketing side. So it's been a real pleasure to work for ZoomInfo and have the opportunity to really gain that insider knowledge in our space. Also, just speaking to so many of our customers and really understanding at their core what their problems are and how we can solve it. And again, we drink our own champagne. We try to utilize the tool as best as we can, and we're our own beta group. So when we have new products, the marketing team and the sales team goes in and says, hey, is this actually going to be helpful for our workflow? Before ZoomInfo, I was actually in a bit of a different space, still, you know, in the marketing world, but more for it was B2B, but in the finance world. This has been really exciting, and watching ZoomInfo grow has been really great.
I bet. Now, looking up at your website, I see that you've got a Growth Acceleration Summit 2018, June 18th to the 20th in Boston. How many people do you get to come to this thing?
Yeah, so we're really excited this year. We got a bigger venue. We outgrew ours from last year. We're expecting about 600 professionals this year, and it's sales and marketing professionals. We're getting a lot of thought leaders to speak. We do have a customer track for our customers, but the main point of this is really thought leadership in our space. So we're not just, you know, preaching the entire time ZoomInfo. It really is. Excited about it. It was a great turnout last year. We had some amazing speakers like Seth Godin last year. This year, we have another great lineup. Right now, actually, I believe we have a discount through the end of December and the holidays. So if anybody's interested, this is definitely a great time to buy before the tickets go up. I think they're 50% off right now. So
Okay. Definitely
a great deal.
Now, the last question I ask people is, what does the access to this database cost? Is it by the seat? Is it by the whole database? Is it by the term? Is it month to month? Is it yearly? How do you figure out the cost for somebody to use this database?
So that's a great question, and we tailor it for each client and each need. So oftentimes for a sales professional, it'll be seat-based, so the number of users. Again, for marketers, it's usually the information that they want to take out of the platform. So we really tailor it based on the need.
Okay.
I don't think everyone's going to want, you know, 22 or 220 million professionals, right? Nobody needs that. So we really try to make sure we understand the addressable marketplace for each of our customers, understand how we can help them, and kind of go from there. So it is really tailored.
So if I were to come to you, let's say I was with a medical device company, I come to you and say I need the list of anesthesiologists. There's 60,000 of them. I need phone numbers. I need addresses. I need email addresses. And I've got 25 salespeople. That would be the kind of information you need in order to give me a price for the use of the database on a yearly basis.
Exactly. And usually we'll go in and understand, you know, how can we help you? What is The good thing about ZoomInfo is the depth and breadth of the database. So we don't just have C-level professionals, but again, we want to understand who you're going after. And that's really important for us to go in. We give each of our customers a trial so that they can test it out and see, you know, is this a good fit for them? And then from there, the price and the cost is always tailored to the needs, right? So as I said, not everyone's going to buy every single contact in our database, right? That's not rational. So we really want to make sure that we have what the customer needs. For lack of a better word, take the Pepsi challenge, right? Make sure that this is the right fit for you. Try it out and go from there.
That's wonderful. Yep. Anna Fisher, it's been great to talk to you today. Congratulations again on winning the top slot for the demand generation section of the Sales Lead Management Association 40 Inspirational Leaders. How does someone reach you?
Great question. So if somebody would like to reach me, they can contact me directly. So my email is anna.fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R, at zoominfo.com. If they'd like to reach us, they can come to our website, which is zoominfo.com, or alternatively, anyone can come and, again, depending on if they're interested in a free trial or trying it out, they can fill out a form right on the website and someone would get right back to them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Anna Fisher. Paul, over to you.
Well, you've been listening to another episode of SLMA Radio. Brought to you on behalf of the thousands and thousands of members of the Sales Lead Management Association. If it has to do with sales lead management or sales lead marketing, it probably starts here with the SLMA Radio Show. One of the many shows on the ever-growing Funnel Radio Channel for at-work listeners like you.